Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Dr. Steve Ruskin is here, too. Steve is an award-winning historian of astronomy. He got his PhD in history and philosophy of science from the University of Notre Dame. He's a moderator of a long-running history of astronomy listserv, AstroL, and sounds like a bunch of really rocking folks there. And he's here to talk to us about something that's happening, folks, this next month, that to my way of thinking, hasn't happened to this, if my memory serves, hasn't happened this dramatically across North America in about 30 years. Dr. Steve Ruskin, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, Jim. It really is a pleasure to be here.
Good to have you. So what about my memory? Seems to me like around 86 or 7.
Well, I think you're pretty close. It was actually 79. 1979 was the last time the United States had a total solar eclipse.
Okay.
But that one,
we did have an eclipse of some level in the mid 80s.
Oh yeah, there's always different sorts of
things. Because I remember going out of my office, Steve, and do you know what I mean when I talk about the twinkling lights?
Yeah, you can have a partial eclipse where the sun isn't completely eclipsed, and it definitely starts to get darker. You know,
that's what we had. But what about have you seen it where the lights kind of just sparkle? It's like sparkly.
Which lights do you mean?
I mean the light would hit. It's like you look at the things got gray, but it was almost like when the light hit the leaves, they sort of sparkled a little bit. It was just a weird kind of. And I wasn't on any kind of drugs or anything either. Anyway, go ahead. That's enough of that. Go ahead.
It could have been maybe the shadow bands or something, which we can talk about.
But
anyway, yeah, I mean, this eclipse, they're calling it the Great American Eclipse, and it's not the first time we've had one of those, but the last time we had a coast-to-coast eclipse like this, you know, as you mentioned, it's going from Oregon to South Carolina, crossing the country. The last time we had an eclipse like that was 1918. So
wow.
99 years ago, and that
wow.
was the end of World War One.
I barely missed that one. I was just a little baby. So what about, tell them what you mean when you say going across. What's going across us?
Well, and I was very impressed because you were the first host, I've been on a lot of shows lately talking about this eclipse, to mention the umbra. And that is the fancy word, the scientific term for the moon's shadow.
Well, my audience knows what a geek I am, so go ahead.
I'm very impressed, I got to say. But the umbra is basically the moon's shadow. If you were to see it from space, it would look like
moon shadow.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, some Cat Stevens. By the way, it was
exactly.
Nice to be introduced with Van Halen. So anyway, so the eclipse, an eclipse happens, a total solar eclipse happens when the moon completely blocks the light of the sun,
mm-hmm.
And it's from a certain point on Earth. Basically, it's not the whole Earth isn't going to see it. It only happens that the shadow gets cast on a narrow band as the moon's shadow sort of races across the surface of the Earth.
Every boy in my generation went outside with a magnifying glass in the street or in the yard, and fried ants.
Oh, sure.
With a magnifying glass, right?
Me too.
And so
yep.
that big, you know, 5-inch across magnifying glass focused a light down to a little pinpoint place and concentrated that light in that one little place. This looks like that, except it's not light, it's dark.
Exactly. I mean, what's happening then is you're going to get this shadow of the moon racing across the country. It's going to go about 2,000 miles an hour, give or take. And that's why, you know, in any given location, when you're standing in the shadow path, as they call it, the path of the moon's shadow, which is about 70 miles wide this year, you're right, it does vary. It could be 200 miles wide or more, but this year it's only going to be about 65, 70. But if you're in that shadow path during the eclipse, you'll get about 3 minutes of complete, of the sun's light completely being blocked. It won't be pitch black. It will be like a very deep dusk, but it'll be spectacular. The planets will come out. The stars will be out. It'll be like, you know, day. It'll be like night. In the middle of the day, you know, for a few minutes, and it only takes 90 minutes for that shadow to go from Oregon to South Carolina, so it's going to move pretty fast.
An hour and a half to go from Oregon to South Carolina.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty spectacular.
So don't blink, folks. And
exactly.
But is it worth? Would it be worth driving 100 miles just to get to the Umbra?
I would think so. I mean, I can't speak for you, but you're such a geek. I would say in your case, probably yes. And for me, it is. I'm in Colorado, and the path goes through Wyoming, so I'm going to be going up to
Eastern
Wyoming.
You're going to have to head on up north, yeah.
Yep. So, you know, the difference is if you're in the shadow, you'll see the sun completely blocked by the moon. If you're outside
now,
of that
what about,
shadow.
What about looking at it? I remember an eclipse back in the 50s, and my dad trying to show me how to watch it without looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
He smoked a glass or something.
Oh, did he? Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Because that's something that I talk about in my book about the eclipse of 1878. But with the eclipse this year, you can get eclipse glasses.
Yeah.
And I would say get them now. They're cheap.
You still don't want to stare at the sun, do you?
No. I mean,
so
it's
say that.
Just
let's slow down. Let's get this all out so everybody knows. Tell us the whole story.
See, about eclipse glasses?
About not looking at the sun when you have the eclipse.
Well, yeah. I mean, you don't even though the moon is starting to kind of crawl across the sun and eventually block it for a few minutes, you're still looking at the sun, and the sun is dangerous.
You're thinking that the sun's not burning your eyes anymore, but you're still doing damage.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean,
so you can't look at it, folks.
No, you don't want to do that.
Without some kind of reflecting, you know. Well, I think don't they have them where it reflects onto a mirror and then indirectly you see the image over on the other mirror?
Sure, there are devices that will sort of cast the image onto something else so it's safe to look at. But I think the cheapest way is just to spend a couple dollars and buy some eclipse glasses, which are very cheap.
Right.
They look like those 3D movie glasses
right.
that you get in the 80s and 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, you know, you can get them anywhere. My dad just picked them up at a hardware store. He was very impressed. He said, "Look what I got." But I've heard people saying that some of the McDonald's in the eclipse path are carrying them or,
right.
You know, different stores. So but of course, Amazon and anywhere online you can get them. And do that because they're cheap, and get them now though because I think they're gonna be more, they could be scarce.
And remember, wherever you are, you're only going to have about less than 3 minutes of time to experience the darkness.
Yep, that's right. That's
same
right.
thing. Same thing in the bands beside the Umbra.
Will that last longer? Exactly. No,
those
move along with the shadow, so yeah. They'll be gone. I mean, they last a little bit longer. Before and after the
like
eclipse.
Like a contrail, like a sub-Umbra contrail, something like that?
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah, okay. Hey, I need a website.
It's FIRST, F-I-R-S-T, firstgreateclipse.com.
All right, so check it out. Dr. Steve Ruskin and I will be right back. More to come on the eclipse after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.